years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
Big time, big doings here on the Good Day program. You can join us, as usual, by emailing Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Roberta at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Richie of Oz. Have you guys, Jennifer, have you heard the new name for Richie and Roberta?
I have, yes.
Richie of Oz.
It is
right. Yes, it is.
Is he the man behind the curtain?
I am. In fact, I am.
Then we're not supposed to pay attention to you.
That's right.
All right, so we have this winter storm that the news media is trying to scare the pants off of us again one more time. Let's see if we can get in one more good one before the season is over. Heavy snow in the Midwest yesterday.
It looked like it was dumping snow. I mean, all the pictures I saw, huge.
It's going to be a heavy snow.
It's heavy, and there there's a problem. They call it
heart
attack snow. That's it, right?
Yeah.
So the poll question today: who shovels the snow at your house?
He
does. B, she does. C, we both do. D, the children do. E, we hire it done. F, it doesn't snow where I live. Not snowing here, Jennifer. You see any snow here, Jennifer?
No snow.
My neighbor is the one with the snow blower, and he comes over and does it for me. Or just gives me a snow blower.
So the snowstorm moves into Richie's area and Roberta's area today.
We're getting it now.
Is it the usual, look out on the roads? Or have you heard the latest wrinkle in this?
What's the latest wrinkle?
The latest wrinkle is you will no longer be able to get accurate weather forecasts because sequester budget cuts have killed the weather service.
Uh-oh.
So, dire consequences.
My Doppler 7's going down?
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. All right, so Roberta, it's snowing, or Richie, has you got snow there yet?
No, nothing here.
When I flew out of Boston last night, it was just beginning to get cloudy, and you fly out over and you see where the clouds are, sort of in the eastern Midwest is where they were by about dark. And so that about 10 inches in Chicago, that's something to deal with there. So.
They say we could have got a foot of snow in
here. They're talking about 6 to 10 inches here at Dulles Airport.
Before sequester took its effect on the weather forecasters, I saw that it would be apparently the biggest impact is south of where Roberta is and north of where Rich is, i.e. along the Delmarva and New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's where it'll be toughest.
Yeah, just to the west of me. It's turning north just to the west of me here at the Blue Ridge Mountains.
That's where
everybody's going to get dumped on. Why
is that?
Well, because with this whole sequester, President Obama said it'd be a cold day before sequester.
We're
in trouble.
Here's one of the headlines the local news stations is using. When weather threatens. Threatens.
Yes.
Another interesting news piece that I saw on this last night was when your local government requires you to have your sidewalk cleared by.
Interesting.
Some of them require you to have your sidewalk cleared within 6 hours of the end of the storm.
Oh, no, New York is 4.
4, really?
Yeah, New York City, 4 hours.
Some give you 24, and then some,
nope.
It's on a sliding scale based on how much snow there is.
Yeah.
And I've thought about this a lot over the last couple of years. I'm like, why are the kids out of school? It's only an inch or two of snow.
Yeah.
The buses can drive in this. Mm-hmm. Well, it's for all the kids that walk on the sidewalks, either getting to the bus stop or walking to the school, and they're afraid they're going to slip, fall, and hear from the lawyers.
When we were children, we had to walk to school in waist-deep snow.
Again.
Uphill.
Kill all
both
the lawyers.
Ways.
I have no sidewalks on the street where the farm is. You make it down the middle of the road, or you don't make it at all. It was always the case. I remember riding my bike in the snow.
That was fun.
Riding my bike, sliding around, it was a lot of fun.
I remember riding my bike on a frozen pond at the end of the road.
Now, this shows intelligence.
Yeah, oh boy, that was fun.
All right, Roberta, my evil Camille today.
We have them.
Where are we?
Yeah, go get them. There they are.
That's good to know, Roberta. Would you like to give us a little bit of a tease as to what we will hear in a few minutes?
Sure. We got lots of food from Olive Garden to Red Lobster to Krispy Kreme. Really? We've got some free blood glucose meters. And this is really cool. We have free men's stainless steel rings, which are perfect if you're getting married. They're great wedding bands for guys.
Stainless steel.
And they're absolutely
what's the
free.
Advantage?
Interesting.
Oh, Oscar, you did that.
Because
what's the advantage of a stainless?
Huh? Gold is soft. Guys always destroy gold.
Right.
Stainless steel, you can't destroy them.
I have titanium.
If titanium's good.
Yeah, but it costs more.
You still wear your ring, Richie?
Not more than gold.
Here and there.
Right. All right, so not too much enthusiasm.
You're
reaching
off when we were hanging out in Vegas together.
When Jen and I were in Vegas.
All about.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, hey, you have a suntan mark there, Rich.
Exactly. All right, so Jennifer checks television. What do we have for big television stories later on?
Got a little Regis news for you. I have a Jesse L. Martin, because I know you guys like Law & Order. We have a little Law & Order news.
I have some
Jon Stewart news for you. Lots of stuff. Yeah, you'll see.
And later on in the hour, a discussion of why women think gay men are hot. How is it that these... I had this discussion with Meredith last night. Why is it... So I did a little research.
You're in your early to mid-60s, and you're just now having this conversation with a woman.
Never had this conversation before. No. She was telling me about how hot all the guys are in this area.
Between the three of us, we can hook you up with what's going on.
I don't want to be hooked up with
them. Pretty. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it.
But we have this whole thing going on now of buying jeans and stuff that are tight so that they look better. And then that it comes around to a conversation of, you know, what men look best in this kind of clothing. And apparently gay guys look best and they take care of themselves or whatever it is. I don't know. But we'll see what we can find from the research department in a few minutes. All right, so some good news here. A 17-year-old skier on Sugarloaf, Roberta.
Yeah.
Got lost a couple of days ago.
That's is that a new here. Drug, by the way?
What? Sugarloaf? That's down here.
You said a skier who was on Sugarloaf.
Sugarloaf is in Maine, Richie. Where are you talking about?
Oh,
really?
It's a
we
resort.
Have a Sugarloaf down here, too.
Oh, really? No, there's one in Maine.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were two Sugarloafs.
I didn't either.
At any rate, a fellow's name is Nicholas Joy from Norwood, Massachusetts. He survived by sheltering himself from the elements by building a snow cave. He was found by a snowmobiling firefighter. He was cold and wet, but otherwise in good condition.
Smart kid.
Heard the story, very smart. Reported missing by his father on Sunday after the two had been skiing and they got separated. Temperatures in the area were in the low 20s at night. Wind chill factors down in the teens. At one point during the search, visibility on the mountain went to zero. And the kid said he stayed alive by drinking water from a nearby stream. He didn't know where he was because, actually, this kid showed a lot of...
He'd go off the beaten path.
Yeah, I mean, it's all white everywhere, so I didn't know where to go. Unless you got a, somehow or other, a compass.
Here's the thing, though. Can you imagine being lost on a mountain wearing snow boots? Or skis and trying to walk.
I can't imagine being lost anywhere in snow boots.
Yeah.
Not easy.
No. All right, so here's one for the, this is taking it for the troops. I said that I got on a plane yesterday afternoon to fly back to Los Angeles, and I expected dire cause. I actually got to the airport early yesterday, which is not my normal suit.
That never happens.
No, but I did yesterday because here I am, sucker! I'm believing even the news reports, and I can't, this is not the last flight to L.A., but I don't want to end up getting here, you know, just before I go on the air, which would happen if I took the last flight. So, TSA is all over the place yesterday. I expected that there would be, well, there normally are about, at this particular gate that I go into, the American gate, there are usually, I count them, about 12, 14 people just standing around shooting the you-know-what. So I expected those all would be gone, and there'd only be one person in each line, and it would be tough. There was still the same number of people standing around talking and wasting time, as has been the case. So maybe the memo hasn't gotten to them yet. What has gotten to the TSA, the memo yesterday was, from now on, boys and girls, you can carry knives in the plane.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Also, you can carry your
I'm cranking stick. My circus act back up.
Your wiffle ball bat.
That's what I wanted. To be able to take my wiffle ball
bat.
You
can be in the wiffle ball world tournament again.
That's right.
The World Series of wiffle ball.
Lacrosse sticks. Golf clubs. But you're limited to the number of golf clubs you can carry.
See, now, I actually think those things are more dangerous than the knives that they were banning.
Golf clubs?
I could do a lot more damage with a golf club than a little knife.
Holes.
Yeah. One guy, two guys, three guys, five guys with golf clubs. You're not going to overtake that plane anymore. No, that gig is over.
No, you're right. Yeah. Because everybody would stand up.
Everybody's, yeah.
Of course,
nobody's
we think they would.
Nobody's going to sit there and watch somebody with a box cutter say,
worried about
I'm taking
a lawsuit.
Over this plane anymore. Right.
No. Or losing their job or, you know, something.
But somebody's going to...
It's interesting because I was telling Doug this earlier. There's a story about how the TSA is bringing, you know, letting you bring these knives back on the plane, and they were interviewing people at LAX yesterday, and this guy from Colorado said it only makes sense that you can bring these little knives back on the plane because you can make anything into like a sharp implement. You can sharpen a credit card. You can sharpen a toothbrush. You can use a pen.
That's right.
You can make anything into a shiv. He's like, the knives are probably the safest thing you can bring on the plane.
I would love to be on the plane where somebody stands up with a sharpened toothbrush and says,
If you wanted to make something sharp where you could get somebody, a knife.
That's true. Yep.
We'll have a memorial service for Hugo Chavez later also in this hour. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
She's the queen of cheap.
That's
the
right.
Diva of dumpster dive.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Wednesday the 6th, Roberta's special deal department is now on the air.
Okay, let's start with Olive Garden. We have some special coupons for you at DougStephan.com. You get $5 off two dinner entrees, $3 off two lunch entrees. Hey, every little bit helps. That's good through the 7th. We've also got Red Lobster. Save $10 on two Lobster Fest entrees. Lobster Fest. $10, you know, every little bit counts. And then after all that, on the 10th of March, Krispy Kreme is going to give you a free donut for daylight savings. Time. I guess you get a cup of coffee with that too and then go get your donut, I suppose. Bear aspirin. If you got diabetes, they'll give you a free easy blood glucose meter. A little complicated to get it, but you know, again, it's free, so if it's free, it's me. And this is the best deal I've come across yet. These are really great stainless steel rings for men. So you could use them as wedding rings. I actually have one that I wear on my right thumb. A stainless steel ring. They're virtually indestructible, and guys and girls, they're free. They're $4.99 shipping and absolutely free. So take a look at these. We even have a way to for you to get a free ring sizing tool so you know what size to get your honey bunny. You'll find all this at DougStephan.com at the Queen of Sheep section.
Well, we actually find some Italian food at Olive Garden, too, when we go there?
Pseudo-Italian.
All right. Funny one after.
Healthy soul. soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today is Taylor Swift, who's been interviewed, yes. Jennifer, by Vanity Fair.
Not just interviewed, she's a cover girl, Doug.
Oh, is she? Really? Wow.
Yes.
Not the same kind of cover girl as the woman on Sports Illustrated this month.
No, although, funny enough, she actually is a cover girl. She works for cover girls. So she's a cover girl and a cover girl.
Cover girl makeup, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what's the... She's writing about her feelings, apparently.
Well, you know, Taylor Swift has been under fire quite a bit lately because she talks a lot about her dating life. She writes songs about every boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, you think she's this sweet, innocent girl, and then you start doing the tally on how many people she's dated, and you go, wow, that's kind of a lot.
14 number one hits.
And maybe more boyfriends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Taylor Swift told Vanity Fair that despite what the press would have you believe, she is not some clingy, insane, desperate girlfriend. No way. And she said, if you want some big revelation, since 2010, I've dated exactly two people, Connor Kennedy and One Direction's Harry Styles. Taylor thinks it's insulting that all people want to do is talk about her love life. Hello, that's what your songs are about. She explains, for a female to write about her feelings and then be portrayed as some clingy, insane, desperate girlfriend in need of making you marry her and have kids with her, I think that's taking something that potentially should be celebrated, a woman writing about her feelings in a confessional way, than taking it and turning it and twisting it into something that is frankly a little sexist. And you know what? To that I say amen, Taylor. I do agree with you. She said, meanwhile, while she and Harry didn't work out, she wouldn't talk about it, but she did authorize a friend to speak on her behalf, and the pal told the magazine that trust was an issue. Apparently, Harry wore her down in the beginning. It was all like, you're amazing. I want to be with you. I want to do this. And then she felt like he was looking at every girl. Well, hello, he's like a young, hot guy in like the hottest band ever. He's got 12-year-olds throwing themselves at him, please. Okay, now the big thing, though, this is what I thought was very interesting. Forget the whole love stuff.
Can I ask you one question real quick?
Yes.
Does she write songs about the happier side of her relationships or only after the breakup?
I think so, yeah. No, she does. And she actually
give us an example of that.
the song that she wrote for the Vampire Boy, Taylor Lautner, was kind of like a, hey, it was really good with you, and, you know, I'm sorry if I messed things up. That was the gist of the song. So she does. I mean, it's not all bad. And, you know, her songs don't necessarily make it seem like she wants to get married and have kids. It just makes it seem like it didn't work out, and here's why. Now, is she wronged every time? She does portray most of her relationships in most of her songs that she was wronged. So who knows if that's the truth or not. All right, now, this is the interesting thing. So, because, you know, people talk about her relationships all the time, but what they haven't talked about is this war that she started with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. She wasn't very happy that they made a joke at her expense during the Golden Globes telecast. They made a crack about her staying away from Michael J. Fox's son. It was pretty mean. She didn't find it amusing at all. She told Vanity Fair, quote, "You know, Katie Kirk is one of my favorite people because she said to me," she had heard a quote that she loved that said, "there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women."
Wow.
So when asked to respond to Taylor's comments, Amy Poehler said to Hollywood Reporter, "Aw, I feel bad if she was upset. I'm a feminist, and she is young and a talented girl. That being said, I do agree I am going to hell, but for other reasons, mostly boring tax stuff." Just love Amy Poehler. Isn't that great?
Yeah. All right, Alec Baldwin off on Shia LaBeouf there, whatever his name is.
Shia LaBeouf. Right. Shia LaBeouf.
Taking a shot at him. We have a quick second here for that, Jen. Apparently, Alec wants to convince Shia that film acting is one thing, and acting in the theater.
The theater. Serious business.
It's serious. It's no more tweets, basically. I think
he says it's really very, very long, slow, and deliberate.
There's something to be
Thank
said
you,
there.
Alec. Go back to plain 20, words with friends.
28 right. past the hour and good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Former FBI profiler John Douglas and his longtime collaborator Mark Olshaker's latest book is entitled Law and Disorder, which is an insider's account of the legendary FBI profiler's relentless pursuit of justice.
When John was first called into the JonBenet Ramsey case, and I went in with him, and he was vilified nationally for saying that the parents didn't do it. And yet, if you just looked at the physical evidence at the medical examiner's report, it became very clear from a behavioral point of view, not necessarily what had happened, but what hadn't happened, which was, according to the physical evidence, the parents could not have been responsible, and yet even the FBI disagreed with him.
Probably in a case like this, the family is going to be responsible. But I had the opportunity to interview the Ramsey family. I sat down and went over documents relative to the investigation. I did various tests at the crime scene for sound. And my conclusion was that, yes, parents kill. But there's no way that these parents, you know, killed JonBenet Ramsey. And why is that? Because the way that the method and manner of death. And he had an investigator on that case. This was his first homicide investigation, and he would receive evidence, but if the evidence did not support his theory, he would discard it. He only kept the forensic findings that would support his theory, and he was totally wrong about that.
The book is Law and Disorder by legendary FBI profiler John Douglas and Mark Olshaker. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Tim.
Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Why straight women and gay men are often so close.
You're really stuck on this one, aren't you?
We'll focus on this in a moment. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, on the Good Day program, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I thought we'd have a moment of silence for Hugo Chavez. Okay.
That's it.
Enough is over. So your wife is a Colombian.
My wife is a Colombian by birth, as is my daughter, and my mother-in-law. And there was a whole lot of going, oh, that's too bad, in the house yesterday because them being neighbors with Venezuela and friends of ours having gone over the Venezuelan line to visit friends of theirs and being detained for 12 hours. We had a friend.
Why?
Our friends went to Colombia, then over to Venezuela for a wedding. Her brother was marrying a Venezuelan. And having American passports, they were detained and held for about 8 to 10 hours before they finally just said, yeah, everything looks fine. You can leave now.
Yeah. Very cool. Nice. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Hugo.
The guns, the whole thing. So, yeah, that's just the way it works.
Blam, blam, blam.
Yeah.
It's more drama, Richie. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
But I will tell you, in the Hispanic community inside the United States, there's some fist pumps going on. Yeah.
Okay. So what is there about, let's see if we can find a good side to this. Always look on the bright side of life. Somebody must have loved Hugo Chavez.
Well, he had a mother, you know. I mean, somebody loved him.
No. Very popular in Venezuela with the poor. He gave them more than they had ever had in their lives.
Really?
Without a doubt.
You sure they're not in America?
Yeah, well, the poor, with Patrick Kennedy.
Who got...
and all of the people who get oil from Citgo and
That's Joe Kennedy.
Joe Kennedy, thank you.
Yeah.
And Joe Kennedy, yeah, they love him too.
Everything depends on the way you look at it, Richie. Every problem you encounter is an opportunity. Good sides to the situation. That's why I wanted you to think about the good side to Hugo Chavez's life, other than the fact that it's over. There is an opportunity here to understand how some of these countries operate. It's interesting to note, I saw a headline when I first turned on the computer here when I got back this morning earlier, Hugo Chavez dead, world leaders pay tribute. And I'm trying to think of who, and of course the first person quoted was, I'm a dinner jacket, the Iranian president. He's all for, there's going to be a big funeral for Chavez.
I think if I'm a dinner jacket.
Who's going to show up?
I think if I'm a dinner jacket is looking around right now going, 58 years old and he died of cancer.
Done.
Uh-oh.
All that anger.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all that anger.
Yeah.
All that horrible.
Can't be healthy.
Catches you. And he proclaimed in January he was free of the big C.
Yeah.
So
jumping
jacks. Re-elected.
To prove it.
He never got right, yeah. All right, so. A little dark and light there. The question comes, before we get to Jennifer and her television report, on why it is that straight women and gay men are often as close as they are. This conversation started last night with my dear talking to me about some of the men that she's around in Florida who are mostly gay, but the women like them. They're good looking. They're fun.
They're safe.
Well, that's it. There it is.
Yeah, they're safe.
In a nutshell,
they're safe.
This new psychology study that's out today provides evidence that gay men and straight women are the perfect match.
Yep.
Friends with benefits, in a manner of speaking, as long as the benefits have to do with being trustworthy. And therein lies the rub.
And they won't borrow your clothes.
Oh, some will. Or your accessories. I've had them borrow my accessories.
Right.
But this is. But so many women feel violated by men who have done them dirt that many straight women find it easy to form close relationships and friendships with gay men. And I don't know, maybe this is not a lot of heavy lifting.
I don't know if it's because they have been done wrong by straight men. But what I do think is that with a gay man, you have a lot in common, but you also have a built-in date. So, you know, you can talk about clothes and shoes and be snarky and make comments about people.
Yep.
And then, but you still have a man to take with you when you need to go to a wedding and you're not dating someone or you need, you know what I mean? You
and they love to dance.
What was that movie with
Russell
Rupert? What was the guy? The English actor Rupert somebody or other who was
not
in a
Murdoch.
Movie.
Everett.
No. There was Rupert a movie Everett. About 10 years ago about this very thing, and the actor's name. I'm going to say Madonna was in the movie, but I'm not sure. But Rupert Everett, does that
I
name?
Just, yeah, I
so
just
anyway,
said that
Rupert the movie.
Everett, yes.
Well, the movie, in essence, tells this story about how women seem to trust and like. And now this is one, and then one of the parts of the story
with Julia Roberts.
Was a woman didn't know this guy was gay, and she fell in love with him, and he said, "Oh, I'm gay."
Oh,
so it kind of devastated her. But it just this study I'm talking about was done at a Christian university in Texas with 88 straight women and 58 gay men, all undergrads at this school.
Which a Christian university did
Christian
this study, huh?
University, yep.
That's exactly. Interesting.
Here they conducted two experiments. One, straight women were presented with a scenario involving a party, a friend who bags out at the last minute, and a substitute date comes in. Researchers asked the women to look up a Facebook profile on this guy who was presented as either a straight woman, a straight man, or a gay man, and answer a series of questions. And then in the second study, gay men were presented with the exact same scenario, except the Facebook profile depicted a man named Jordan as either a straight woman, a gay woman, or a gay man. The questions designed to determine the level of trust test subjects had for each other were crucial to whether or not this game would come out well. In other words, who do you trust when it comes to fashion advice? That was one of the questions. Yeah.
Yeah, Bubba.
That was.
It's so funny.
Well, but would you trust Rich?
I cannot tell you how many times, because I have a lot of female best friends.
Uh-huh.
And how many times they would go, "How's this looking?" I'm like, "Hot."
Yeah, but your gay best friend will actually be honest with you.
Right.
The straight guy is afraid to say, "It's not my favorite," because then all of a sudden you start crying.
The straight guy, here's what you go. You either go, "That's really hot," or, "Yeah, it looks nice."
Yeah.
And they just kind of know.
Wasn't Will and Grace sort of all about this?
Was it what?
I never
Will
watched
Grace,
Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Will and Grace, yes.
Wasn't it all about that sort of thing?
Yeah.
So is there a show? I was on the plane last night watching that anger management show with Charlie Sheen. I'd never seen it before. And it struck me at that time that so many of these comedies now have the never mind a subtle theme. There's always some kind of gay play going on.
Look at Modern Family.
I don't watch Modern Family.
Two of the stars of the two gay guys that live together, the Ed O'Neill's son and his partner,
right?
And they are hysterical.
Mm-hmm. Really? Would they be hysterical if they were not gay?
Well, you know what? It's funny because what's the other show that NBC tried to rip it off?
Terrible. The New Normal.
The New
Normal. It's still on. It's
a horrible show because they don't take it light and fun. They try to be.
They push the agenda.
They push the agenda, and it's not funny. And it's not good. Modern Family is hysterical.
Really?
But what makes it hysterical is their relationship with each other. So Doug's right. Maybe, you know, if they had Ed O'Neill's son married to a woman and then Cameron married to a woman, you're not going to have that same.
Right.
How much of this is stereotypical?
Well, on Modern Family, they kind of play it up a little bit. They have fun with it.
A little bit is stereotypical, but I think what's really sweet about Modern Family is it just makes it look like any other normal relationship, and they have a kid.
Let's post this on Facebook, all right, Jennifer? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Women, do you trust gay men more than you trust straight men? I think that's the question.
As a friend.
As a friend.
Right.
As a friend.
All right. I'm just looking at a blog here. Jeff, who describes himself as a marketing communications director, lives in Seattle. He's not surprised by the study, he says. I'm best friends with a woman named Annie, I'm gay and she's straight. And I trust her more than I trust anybody else in my life. Here's Christine, financial analyst, says she definitely would trust a gay man more than that of a straight man when it comes to dating advice. Huh. Straight. So how about those of you women who have a lot of women friends? Do you trust your women friends more when it comes to dating or clothing advice, or your gay men friends more?
Oh, gay men friends.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, food for thought, as they say, on the Good Day program. Here's something else that's food for thought. Those of you who have a problem with your cholesterol, knowing your cholesterol number is the number one way to start dealing with your cholesterol, your desire to lower your cholesterol. Your doctor should be able to perform a simple blood test. And actually, now we have the ability to get you one of these blood. When you call the number to order Cardiol, which is, I might as well go right to the jugular here, Richie, right? We're offering you a free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower your cholesterol for shipping and handling costs. That's it. It's free. I think, what does it cost a month? Is it $29.95? I think it's something like that. Anyway, call 888-809-6424. You can go online to cardiol.net/Doug. And ask them how you can get a cholesterol tester. Sometimes you can get them free, depending on whether you're the right caller or not. And sometimes you pay for them. But it's a great way. It's much less expensive than going to have blood work done. And it works. And you'll learn what your... This is a cholesterol starter kit, which they normally cost $89.95, but at certain times during the week we give them away free, and you can figure that out by going to 888-809-6424 or to cardiol.net/Doug. So you figure out what your cholesterol is, you get on the program, see how it lowers it. That's what happened to me and so many other people that I have testimony from here. Excellent results. Everybody is a bit different, but I'll tell you something. This is the way to really get on top of it. Cardiol is the way to go when it comes to lowering triglycerides and cholesterol numbers. 888-809-6424 to order your free 30-day trial, or go online to cardiol.net/Doug.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog con ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so let's check the... wait a minute. Hold on a second, Richie. Before we get to that,
yes.
I just I saw you made reference to Sean Penn, so I did a little quick Googling.
Yeah.
Sean Penn said that he lost a friend
with
the passing of Hugo Chavez.
Oh, he did.
He
did.
He was. That was what was funny on social media yesterday, is everybody saying, oh, it's a sad day at Sean Penn's house, because they all, you know.
All right. Let's check the television report, find out what Jon Stewart is up to.
Well, he's taking the summer off, Dougie. He's going on vacay, but he's not going to a beach. He instead will be directing a movie. It's called Rosewater. It's based on the 2011 book, And Then They Came for Me, A Family Story of Love, Captivity, and Survival, by Canadian-Iranian journalist, I will not even try to, but we'll just say Mazer Bahari. How's that? And Amy Malloy, we like that. Now, Jon Stewart will be handing over hosting duties to John Oliver for 12 weeks when he's gone.
Who's John Oliver?
I don't know. I have no idea. Whoever is.
I think he's one of the correspondents that's on the show.
Really? Probably makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I had to pull this story because I know how you guys are fans of Law & Order. I have never personally seen an episode myself.
It's weird. A good show. Yeah.
But Jesse L. Martin is the star, or was the star, a longtime cast member of Law & Order. He has a new gig. He is going to play Marvin Gaye in the TV biopic Sexual Healing. Is that a good casting call?
They've been talking about this biopic for, 5 years? That's why he left Law and Order
to do that.
To do this role, and that's been 4 years.
Right. Yeah,
and it's never come about, but now it's finally happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually happening. They're in They're going to start production, I think, in the next month or so.
Good.
And now, Dexter, Roberta, are you a fan of Dexter?
Showtime? A little bit. I've watched it a couple of times.
Our movie guy, Chuck Curry, says it's the best show on television.
A lot of people love Dexter, and they will be sad to know. The Les Moonves actually let it slip yesterday that Dexter is going to return for its eighth season on June 30th, which will be its last season. So I wonder what the end for Dexter will be. Other news, Chloe Sevigny, who's usually a film actress, has landed a multi-episode arc on The Mindy Project. She's going to play the ex-wife of the character Danny, Chris Messina's character. And Kyle MacLachlan, he was on Desperate Housewives, also on Sex and the City. He's joined the cast of J.J. Abrams' new pilot called Believe. Regis Philbin has confirmed that he is coming back to TV. We had the rumors before. There was speculation that he would. Well, now he will come back to TV with the sports panel show that's going to air on the newly created, newly named Fox Sports One.
How old is he?
I love Reg.
He's 83, so
he's great. Oh, bring him back.
I feel great. Leave me alone. Great. I got to work.
I'm going to keep doing this program. I'll be 83 and doing this program. Come on, Roberta, get with the program, will you? 51 after.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oftentimes people ask me what's new at DougStephan.com, and I'm always happy to give them something. There's always something new when you are dealing with the likes of Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show on hundreds of radio stations around the country every weekend. He's here with us to give us advice about kissing our pets and also whether or not a pink poodle is a good thing to walk around your neighborhood.
If you're a big dude and you're carrying, you're walking a pink poodle around, how do you do it and still pull off the manly side?
Plus, a definition of dognition coming right up here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
All right, first of all, Warren Eckstein here with us on the Good Day program is writing today about the pink poodle fight scene. Well, first of all, how do you get a pink poodle? Well, you have to dye the poodle pink, right?
Yeah, you know, but it's not that unusual. You know, years ago it was more popular, but they use natural food coloring. It's not harmful to the dog other than when he looks in the mirror and gets embarrassed. But the bottom line is this guy was walking his dog in Portland, Oregon. Another guy attacked him because the dog was pink and there was all kinds of gay things thrown back and forth. The moral of the story for me is, listen, if your dog is born gray, leave it gray. If your dog is born black, leave it black. I'm not into this whole thing of changing your dog's looks, whether it be ears or tail.
In the Asian countries, this is big now, isn't it, Warren?
Yeah, it is.
Making your dog look like a panda bear
they
or
do, like,
a lion.
Rainbows
or,
and
yeah,
all kinds of
crazy
yeah.
things.
And you know what? The problem is that, you know, it's kind of like our kids. We're not going to see the effects for a few years down the road, but a few generations down the road, we're going to have more problems, which is good for my business.
Perfect. Can't be dog psychiatrist.
The dog actually realizes, hey, I look different and I look stupid and I look silly and I'm embarrassed.
You know, dogs do get embarrassed. I did a whole segment on that once about dogs do get embarrassed, and if you watch them, their ears will go back, their eyes kind of, they look away. They really do get embarrassed, but people are, you know, people just don't care for some reason.
All right, you also are blogging on this new reality, food stamps for pets.
Yeah.
Where do you get food stamps? This is not a federal program, is it?
No, it's not a federal program, but it's something that's kind of needed. For example, where I am right now in Sedona, Arizona, we just started a food bank. Now, who would think in a small town like Sedona, Arizona, you would need it? But the first day the food bank opened up, over 150 people showed up because they really couldn't afford to keep up with their pets' food. And it's backed by a lot of the shelters, because if the people can help supply the food, chances of them turning in their dogs are diminished an awful lot. I think it's a great idea. I don't know about food stamps, but I think there should be more and more food banks. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people that deliver Meals on Wheels for people, a lot of them are now teaming up with Humane Society so they can deliver food for the people's pets at the same time the people are getting their own food, which is a great idea.
All right. Cool. We had a poll this week at DougStephan.com asking whether or not you kiss your pets. 47% of those who responded said yes, they did, because they're part of the family. 25% said no, that's disgusting, and all the rest of the stuff is in between. What do you tell people if they ask if it's safe or if it's okay to kiss one's dog? Especially because I kiss Charlotte.
I have been kissing dogs for my entire life, and I'm healthy as an ox. Listen, right. Listen. Here's the bottom line. People, when they want to tell their dog that they did something good, what do? They give the dog a biscuit, right? Have you ever seen one dog give another dog a biscuit when they do something right? They go up to each other. They hug each other. They lick each other. They kiss. So I'm a big kisser. I love kissing dogs. Some people might say, well, have you gotten sick or can you get sick? You know what? You get a lot sicker from kissing some of the people I dated years ago than a lot of the dogs I hang out with. I mean, I honestly, and also, but listen to me, a dog's mouth is literally a little bit cleaner than a human. Now, think about this. The teeth are further apart, less bacteria can grow, cleaner mouth. Really, I prefer kissing dogs most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time.
All right, dognition. Have you heard this term?
I haven't. What is this now?
Dognition is something, according to this book anyway, that has been popular the last 10 years or so. It's about applying new discoveries, what you learn about your dog, to help understand its cognitive style. In other words, how does a dog learn? Does it watch? Does it smell? I think smelling is what they basically
learned. Oh, no, there was just a new study. We'll talk about next week. A new study now that dogs can recognize visual things. So I think it's a combination of everything, Doug.
All right. Thank you. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.